Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Meseches Sota, Daf Membeis. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba said that Arba Kitois ein mekablois p'nei Shechina, that there are four groups of people that do wrong actions, and they don't zoiche to greet the Shechina, and they are katleitzim, the group of cynical mockers, the katchaneifim, the group of hypocritical flatterers, the katchakorim, the group of shakron, and people who lie, the katmesapri lashon hora, the group of people who talk lashon hora. Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva in Sha'ar Gimbal has a big arichos to go through all of these four categories, and it brings many chazals on all the four categories, and I was asked to speak a little about this Rabbeinu Yoina, so I'll identify two chedushim in his words and the way he sets up these dinim. In the discussion of Sheker, Rabbeinu Yoina does not bring down anywhere the pasuk in the Torah of Midvar Sheker Tirchok. He brings many, many psukim, mostly in Nach, but he doesn't bring down Midvar Sheker Tirchok. He goes through different categories of Sheker, and he speaks about whether it makes an afkemina to others, if you're causing a loss, a hefsay to others, or you're not causing. At the end of the discussion of Sheker, the Chelek Hatshi, the ninth category, he says, people who talk, when they speak about things that are not a hefsid lo'odam bedova, they don't cause any loss to anyone, they don't cause a revach to themselves altogether, but they find kemat hanoa b'shekrusam, they find epes hanoa, and when they're schmoozing and they're telling over things that they lie, and he says on that, that that's osir as well. For Omer Rabbi Seinu when you vomit, he gams the osir, that's an isir as well, and he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah, lindu l'shoinam daber sheker, they train their tongue to speak sheker. That's a vein yoina. And now Be'emes is a big machlekes achroinim, whether a person who speaks ordinary words of sheker in the course of ordinary conversation is over and alav de reisa, the Chavetz Chaim Shita in the psicha to the Chasefer Chavetz Chaim when he rechenzois the different isurim, you could be over and lashon hara. So Chavetz Chaim writes by pshitos that a person who lies when he's schmoozing is over and alav de reisa with the sheker tirchok. Lo'umasoi, the Rabbi Yeruchim Fischer Perla has a big arichos in the parish on the Minyan HaMitzvos, and the Rucham Fischel Tain is that the Pashtas HaSugyos and Mesech HaShuas particularly is really bevor that Midva Sheker Tuchok Deraisa is only in the Bezdin situation, a person who lies in the context of a Bezdin. He says, as you see from the Sugyos, and Rucham Fischel Perla Grada holds that he writes that even with the Rabbonon, he says, a person who stambazoi lying in the context of a schmoozing where it doesn't cause a hefset to anybody, he says it's very unclear to him whether it would even be the Rabbonon, and Lemaisa he seems to come out over there that it's just a Dover Maguna, nothing more than a Dover Maguna. Now over here, Rabbi Yoina says a middle-of-the-road viewpoint. On the one hand, he doesn't bring the Sheker Tuchak at all. He doesn't seem to hold the Chavetz Chaim that the over a lav adin deraisa, a midvar Sheker Tuchak, even when he's just smoothing, that does not seem to be the case. Outside the court context, it looks like he's masking the Ruchim Fischel Perlot that it's not a deraisa. However, on the other hand, this Ruchim Fischel says that it's only Maguna, it's ignominious, but in fact that there's no actual issue, even the Rabbanon, when he's just schmoozing, when there's no hesed to anyone. And that, I mean, he only seems to say, and he quotes the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos, which he says is, Omer Rabbi Seinu Shegamze Osur, that it's an actual issue, it's an issue of the Kabbalah, in other words, like he brings from Yirmiyah, Limdu L'Shoinam Daber Sheker. I looked around in the Rebbe Chaim Fischel, and I saw that in the Rinnan, he actually brings a raya to his shita from Rabbeinu Yoina Gufa. He brings our Rabbeinu Yoina, which he says doesn't bring them with a sheker tirchok and doesn't consider it the raisa. But the maisa it's shver because right away after that he says that in his view with lav davka bechlal the Rebbe Chaim Fischel says that it would be even the rabbanon at all, and it's more he says he would say it's just a dava maguna, and he just quoted before the Rabbeinu Yoina, and the maisa as we're saying Rabbeinu Yoina actually doesn't say like that. It seems Rabbeinu Yoina that there really is an issue, at least in the Kabbalah, of Limdu L'Shainam Daber Sheker. Another chiddush later in the discussion of lashon hara, Rabbeinu Yoina brings down the Gemara in Erechin that shkula lashon hara connected gimel aveiros the Elohim of Yisrael galarayos shvichas damim. Lashon hara is as bad as the three cardinal aveiros of Yisrael galarayos shvichas damim. And he asked the kasha, Rabbeinu Yoina, those three are hog vayavir, so you have to give your life for them. adultery and adultery murder, and certainly that's not the case of Lashon Hara, Zokta. So if that's so, how could it be that the Gemara considers Lashon Hara to be equal, in a sense, to these three Gimel Averos? On that, Rabbi Yoina gives different answers, but the first answer that he gives is that he says that even an Avera Kala, even if you have an Avera that's relatively light, that's not as severe, it becomes Kveidom Oid al Hishtonois Hoivelos Po'om Rabbis. It becomes very severe if you do it multiple times, numerous times. So he says a person who commits adultery, murder, etc., those things are one-time things. You're not talking about derech klal that they will be done over and over. Now, she'en kein, the person who talks lashon hara, he gets into the habit and he speaks many, many times lashon hara, so that makes it so chomor that its chomer could outweigh, in a way, the tremendous chomer of the gimel chamurois, because this you're doing on and on and over and over. The umda is that l'chomer, this svar of Rabbi Yoina is really taloi in the big machlokes we shine him in the eighth perek of Masechta Yuma, where it's a big tumult in the Ra, the Rosh and the Ran, they bring different datas in the Rishonim, benegeah to a person who is deathly ill and needs to eat meat, and it's Shabbos, and it could either serve him nevela, or you could shecht him and give him shchuta, but then you're going to be over on shchita b'shabbos, which is more chomor because it's a skila. Nevela is not skila; it's just the lois say. So in fact, the Rosh brings days that hold it. You should give nevela. The different shitas. You just give nevela because it's more kal than shabbos, which is the chomor of an issa skila. However, other rishonim hold that you should better give him the shechtim and give him on shabbos, and there's different svaras. The Ran brings on a svar over there. The Ran says that the hesber is that a person is does a shchita, it's one time maisa, and that's it. Masha Enkein, Zokter Ran, a person who's going to be eating a veila, it's kama v'kama v'kama pulois, which in its own way is more chomer than the one time issa shchita. Even if the issa shchita is be'etzim l'chol Shabbos, it's issa Shabbos, like upon him, Shem issa Shabbos, but and it's less chomer than doing multiple, many times the issa of the achilas neveila. Therefore, better he should shecht and eat the shchuta. That's the Ran. And pastus, this svar of Ben Yoina is mamish totally in the end of Machloikis and the different Rishonim brought in the Rosh and the Ran, because Ben Yoina seems to be saying mamish the Ran svar, that Lashon Hara could have a tremendous chomer greater than the Gemel Chamurois if it's done repeatedly over and over compared to the Gemel Chamurois being done once, which pastus is mamish the svar of the Ran. That's his shita, Ben Igeya, that we're mad if we tell you better to shecht and do it one time, even if it's be'etzim very chomer, more than doing the multiple times the smaller iser of the achilas neveilu. The next parak of Masechta Soita deals with the dinam of Mashuach Milchama. The Mashuach Milchama is the head kohen who leads the Yidden in battle, in the ruchniyah sense, and he has a job which the Mishnah speaks about, based upon the Psukim and the Torah, that he's mezariv the Yidden, he gives them courage in battle. He tells them, Shema Yisrael, you're going out to the battle, al yerach levavchem, you should not be soft-hearted and faint-hearted, rather you should be courageous. And he speaks to them, he's mavtiach them, ki Hashem elokeichem ahoylichim vachem, etc. loishia eschem, that Hashem is going together with you against your enemies, and he's going to assist you in the battle. So he gives them words of his darazus, and he gives them courage. In addition, the Mashuach Melchama also speaks, and this is also discussed in the Psukim and also in the Sugyas later in the Perek, that he tells certain Yidden who should not be going out to Melchama with the Yidden, he tells them to turn back. Now Rashi, in the beginning of the Perek, defines the Mashuach Melchama. Rashi says that that's a Koyhein Shenisrabe, the Koyhein who was Nisrabe, he was given a greatness. Like it says, Rashi quotes the Pasuk, V'nigash HaKoyhein V'diber El Ha'om, etc. So that's the HaKoyin, the special Koyin, who speaks to the people, and he's Nisrabe. That's Rashi's Lashon, he's giving a greatness. On the side of the page, in the Rashi, there's an alternative girsa, the Sforim Acherim, that instead of Shen Nisrabe, it says Shen Nisbare, which means he's selected and he's chosen. So you have the two girsois in Rashi. Our girsa is Shen Nisrabe, that he's giving a greatness. The girsa, the Sforim Acherim, is Shen Nisbare, that he's chosen. The Sefer Mincha Charev over here has a big arichus to explain that Be'emes, these two girsois and Rashi are not saying the same thing. And he wants to tie in that Bepashtus, there's a very important chakira, an important question in understanding the Yisoy HaDinah Mashuach Mechama, which may possibly be dependent upon the two Yisoys. And Be'emes, the Mincha Reva starts by pointing out that the truth is that the Girsa that we have in the Rashi, offhand, is better than the Girsa on the side. Why? Because the Girsa in the Sforim Achirim on the side is, Shenisbarir Lakach, he was chosen for that, which L'chayra, Rashi is not telling you any new information, if that's all that Rashi is saying. Obviously, there's only one Kohen who says this. It's not like all the Kohenim in the whole world say it. Only one Kohen is going to say it. So, for Rashi to define Mashuach Melchama as a Kohen Shenisbar Lakach
is not a perish because it doesn't add any new understanding, any new havana. Rather, says the Mecharevo, the pashtus is that the correct gerus is the gerus that we have, the kainshness rabba lakach, that he's given a special measure of greatness, a special measure of gedula, and he has a gevissa shem kohen gadol on him, says the Mecharevo, and that is in fact important yesoid, which really is brought out, and there's achroinim really based upon sugyas in the Gemara, like he explained and he talks about, so to bring out this point, that be'emes adin Meshuach Mechama, the pshutoi, is not stam, that the Meshuach Mechama was selective amongst all the kohenim, he has a gevissa job, but rather it's a gevissa greatness, as in his rabbi, it's a ribuy, a chashivas in him, and in fact there's a certain shem kohen gadol that's chal on the Meshuach Mechama. Now the Mincha Reva brings down the Minchas Chinuch. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Zayin discusses the Yisayid HaDin HaMashuach Mechama, and the Michas Chinuch right away points out that the Gemara in Hoirius Daf Yud Beis brings a different pasuk in the Chumash, which speaks about Moshe Mechama, not just the pasuk by us, which just says, V'nigash HaKoyhein V'dibir El Ho'om. HaKoyhein doesn't say too much about the HaKoyhein, what kind of Koyhein, etc. But in Hoirius Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara over there brings a pasuk in Parshas Emor that speaks about the Koyhein Godel, V'HaKoyhein HaKoyhein Godel, Me'echov, Hashe Yutzak, Aloysho, Shemen, Hamishcha, Umilas Yodel Ulbush, Hasabgorim, etc. And the pasuk over there speaks about different Isurim and different mitzvahs that are chal upon this Kohen Godel because of his tremendous greatness that he selected out for amongst all the Kohenim to be the Kohen Godel. The Mechasinach Rechens, the Moistim Remis, they're over there in the Sugya in Hurrius and Dafyud Beis, and they are just quickly Priya Prima. These are certain types of Avelos that the Kohen Godel doesn't do even when a Korav of his dies. Then he has Tumas Kroivim, that he doesn't become Tumah even to his immediate relatives. Then you have that he's Mitzuva to marry a Basula, and also Alois HaSei to marry an Almana. So he has to marry a Basula, is Alois HaSei against marrying an Almana. Now that's these Odinim in the Kohen Gadol, and the Gemara over there in Hayri Yisid Beis brings a special drasha from the words Kohen Gadol Me'achav, Asher Yutzak Aloishoi Shemen HaMishcha, etc. And the Gemara over there in Hayri Yisid Beis Darshins, Asher Yutzak Aloishoi Shemen HaMishcha, Zem Moshuach Melchama. That says that the Gemara says right away, Yomir de Gazach, and here he is. Over there, that the Gemara says there's a pasuk of Yitzchak Aroish Hashem and Amishcha that alludes to the Moshuach Melchama. You understand that over here, we were quoting the pasukim from Shoiftim by Yosin Saita. It doesn't say Moshuach in the Torah. It doesn't say Yitzchak Aroish in the Torah. It says Hakayin, that's it, Venigash Hakayin. But over there in Emboy, where it's also alluding to this special Kayin, over there it calls him Yitzchak Aroish Hashem and Amishcha, that the Shem and Amishcha is put on his head. That means the Gemara says that's the and the Meshul Mechama has a Gevis Hashem Kein Gadol, at least the Mitzas, and he's Mitzuv in all of these Dinim, just like the regular Kein Gadol, and he's also in Kroiv of the Matami to them, and he has to marry a Basula, Asamana, etc., etc. So that's what it says in Hurius Daf Yud Beis. Mechas Chinuch says right away, okay, so we have to clear the Shaila, is the Din of Meshul Mechama contingent, is it dependent upon having a Shem and a Mishcha? Vosfalt Geven, says the Mechas Chinuch, what happens after the time of Yerishio HaMelech, who you're familiar with, Gemara tells us in Yuma that Yeshua HaMelech was Goynez the Shem and HaMishcha together with being Goynez the Oren, and from then on there was no Shem and HaMishcha. And the Gemara tells us in different places that after Yeshua HaMelech's time, and certainly during the Bayis HaSheni, the second Bayis HaMidosh, there was no Shem and HaMishcha. So how did the Kohen Gadol become a Kohen Gadol? Through a different process called Merubah Begodim, which the Gemara darshins from Psukim in the Torah, that even when there is no Shem and HaMishcha, it's possible to become a Kohen Gadol without having the Shem and HaMishcha poured on you, with a special different process for putting on the Shemayna Begodim. It's called Ribba Begodim, and that could make a person into a Kohen Gadol and give him a special Madrega Minoy of a Kedushas Kohen Gadol just by virtue of the Ribba Begodim. So, Frecht, the Mechas Chinuch, it wasn't possible in the Bayis HaSheni when there was no Shemayna Mishcha, and they were manned the regular Kohen Gadol based upon the process of Ribba Begodim. Was it possible in the Bayis HaSheni time to have a Meshuach Mechama by virtue of appointing him, or maybe by virtue of putting on the Shemayna Begodim, perhaps? Maybe you could do it that way. Because Shem and HaMishcha they did not have, is there any way to do it? Well, Pashtus, says the Mechas Chinuch, the Pasuk says, Yitzchak Aroish Shem and HaMishcha. So Pashtus, the Din Meshuach Mechama, is going to have Shem and HaMishcha Dafka. It's going to come out of the Bayis HaSheni, that in the Bayis HaSheni there must have been no Meshuach Mechama, and there was no such job and no way to fulfill this mitzvah. The Mechas Chinuch, however, goes on, and he speaks out that Be'emes, in his opinion, this depends upon a sugya in Mesechta Yuma and Daf Mem Gimel, the very Yisoidiyistic sugya over there about Meshuach Mechama and Yuma Ayin Gimel. And the Gemara over there brings down 2 days in the Gemara. There's Rav Dimi against the Maskanas of Gemara about whether a Meshuach Mechama is Meshamei Yesh Mishpoin Begodim. So it says like this. The Gemara says that there's no question that Meshach Mochama has a din that you could be Shoyel Bo'urim V'tumim from him. In other words, he could use him to be Shoyel Bo'urim V'tumim, wear the Urim V'tumim, and to wear the Urim V'tumim, he has to wear the Gans Hashmoin Begodim. There's no such thing as wearing just the Urim V'tumim by itself. And the Gemara speaks out that when you Shoyel from the Urim V'tumim, from the Meshach Mochama, which you could do out in the battle, you have a Shiloh and you Shoyel from the Kohen Gadol, you could ask it from the Meshach Mochama, he has to put on the whole Shmoin Begodim with the Urim V'tumim, and then you show from the Urim V'tumim and you get an answer from the Bein Shalom. So the Gemara is mavur that the Meshach Mochama is Nishal, when you ask of the Ebishter, he wears the Shmoin Begodim. What about if the Meshach Mochama wanted to avoid the Beis HaMikdash? What type of Begodim does he wear? Does he wear Arba Begodim like a Kohen Hedit, or does he wear Shmoin Begodim like a Kohen Gadol? So Rav Dimi's sheet over there is that the Meshach Mochama is Meshamish B'Shmoin Begodim, that even when he does Avoida, he does it with Shmoin Begodim. The Maskana Gemara is not like that. The Maskana holds that Avoida is only Pa'arba Begodim, and he's like a regular Kohen Hedit as far as Avoida, but not B'Shmoin Begodim. So the Mechas Chinuch is Mavur over there, that as far as having a Meshuch Muhammad B'Bayas Hasheni, is if you would go like the first side, which is Avdini and Yuma, that holds Meshuch Muhammad is Meshamish B'Shmoin Begodim, so then what? Then I would be able to say that they had a Meshuch Muhammad B'Bayas Hasheni, because the Meshuch Muhammad could go through the same process just like the regular Kohen Gadol. When there is Shemana Mishcha, so you Meshach B'Shemana Mishcha, and that makes him Meshuch Muhammad, and when there is no Shemana Mishcha, so then you appoint him with the Merubah Begodim. Mashen Kain, Zot the Mechas Chinuch. V'Balta the Maschana Sigamara is the Meshuch Muhammad is not Meshamish B'Shmoin Begodim. So then it comes out, Zokta Mechas Chinuch, that the only way to appoint him is only by being Mashiach Dafke, because the Shemush B'Shmein Begodim, avoid the B'Shmein Begodim he doesn't have. So therefore, Bayis Hasheni, that's the Maskana, and the way Shemana Mishcha is the only way, Bayis Hasheni, consequently, there was no Meshuch Muhammad. Frek the Mechas Chinuch, a big kasher. The Mechas Chinuch asks that Luchayra is Mevor Beferi Shakarit and Sefer Yosifun. That's what he says in Yosifun. It speaks about the history of Bayis Hasheni, and there it brings the story of the Yevonim and the Chashmonoim b'shas the Bayis Hasheni. It's mavur over there that Yehuda Hamakabi, who led the Yidden in battle for the Chashmonoim against the Yevonim, that he was the Meshuch Muhammad. And so he states in Yosifun that he was the Meshuch Muhammad. So luchayra they did have a Meshuch Muhammad b'shas the Bayis Hasheni. So on that the Mechas Chinuch says that you have to say that it's a Melitza B'Yalim, where they just called him Meshuch Muhammad because he was in charge, he was a Kohen, he exhorted the Yidden to have B'toch and the Ebishtir, but not B'emes that he had a din of a Meshuch Muhammad, which wasn't Shaykh B'chlal, so the Mechas Chinuch B'shas, the Bayis Hasheni. That's one derech of the Mechas Chinuch. According to the Mechas Chinuch, really whether they could have a Meshuch Muhammad B'shas, the Bayis Hasheni, depends upon whether I hold that the Meshuch Muhammad could avoid the B'Shmoin Begodim. If he could, which is one side of the Gemara and Yomer of Dim Yishita, then he could have a Meshuch Muhammad B'Bayis Hasheni, just put the Shmoin Begodim, and that's a Riba Begodim, and we'll give a Din Meshuch Muhammad. But at Yoist, we don't pask in that way. We hold there's no avoid of a Shmoin Begodim for Meshuch Muhammad, so therefore you need Shemana Mishcha Dafka, and you didn't have it. A second Shita, which is the Shita of Reb Itzel Ponovich, brought down in the Zeche Yitzchok, and this is also quoted by the Mincha Reva Fanort, that Reb Itzel Ponovich goes a step further. Rabbi Isla Panovich holds that even if I hold that the Meshuch Muhammad did use Shmoin Begodim to be Oivid in, like that side, like Avdimi in Yuma, it won't help at all, and you still, to become a Meshuch Muhammad, you dafka have to have Shemana Mishcha Dafka, and there is no other way to become a Meshuch Muhammad at all, even if I hold that he does avoid the Shmoin Begodim. The Zeche Yitzchok wants to medayek this from the Lashon Gemara. There's a one line in the Gemara in Yuma Ein Gimel, that the Gemara says that the Meshuch Muhammad does not his job over to his son. Choshet, the son of the Kohen Gadol, does Yarshin the job of becoming a Kohen Gadol, but the son of the Meshuch Muhammad doesn't become a Meshuch Muhammad. Why not? The Gemara has a drasha that the only time when we say that a Kohen Gadol gives his job to his children, it says Haloshin of the Pasuk, Hakohen Tachta Mibondov, Asher Yovei El Oil Moed. That's the Loshin of the Pasuk. Tachta Mibondov, Asher Yovei El Oil Moed. So the regular Kohen Gadol's job is in the Oil Moed, so he gives over to his Sarora, to his kid. Masha in Kohen Meshuch Muhammad, Zat the Gemara, Sheiker. That his main job, his main Mashiach is for Melchama. So therefore, says the Gemara, even though the Meshuch Melchama does avoid, he could avoid the Beis HaMikdash, and according to Rav Dimi, he could even avoid the B'Shmoin HaBegodim. But Afal Pikein, even though he could avoid the Beis HaMikdash, Hamikdash, and maybe even with eight Beganim. But Afal Pikain, his Iker job, Iker Meshichos HaLamachama, and therefore not Moirish to his kid, because it's felt in the Yovei Eloil Moir. And Meila says that if it's Lepanav, you see Befeirish, that if it's Iker Meshichos HaLamachama, that even if I hold like Rav Nimi, that the Meshoch Machama does Meshamish the Avoid in the Mikdash with the Shemayna Begadim, you can't say that doing that will enable him to get the Sarora of Meshoch Machama, because that's not the Iker job of the Meshoch Machama, since it's Iker Meshichos HaLamachama, like the Lashon and Gemara, so therefore you have to do something which is direct to the purpose of giving him the job of a Meshoch Machama for the purpose of Machama, and Avoid the Meshmein of Begadim won't help, and therefore, for sure, the only Eitzah is Meshicha for the purpose of battle, of leading the Eden in battle, and the Bayis Hashem, there was no way to have this, even if I would hold, like Rav Nimi, that Meshoch Machama is Meshamish Meshmein of Begadim. So that's the Nekuda that Itzlapanovich argues on those who hold like the Mechas Chinuch and others, that they hold that if I hold Meshoch Machama is Meshamish Meshmein of Begadim, so then he could become, get into the job, the Bayis, even Bayis Hashem, like any King Gadol, by wearing the Shmein of Begadim. But if I hold like, that's what they hold. But if it's Lepanovich holds that even if I hold like Rav Nimi, that Meshoch Machama does avoid the Bishmein and Begadim, still, since it's Ikka Minuya Lamachama, so therefore the only way to become, to get this charge, get the Srora for the purpose of Machama is Navka, Shemana Mishcha, and Abayi Sashin, you could not have this. The Mincha Reva wants to say that all this is really a Machalikas Yishonim. He says a very big Chiddush. He says that Enechanami Naniach, that there is a Toysis Yishonim in Yuma that really is Mavur, it's Mukach, like these Achreinim hold, that in the Bayis Hasheni there was no Meshoch Machama. You see this in the Tais Yishonim. The Tais Yishonim has a kasha that the Gemara is Mavur in the fourth parak that there was somebody called a Sgan Kayin Gadol, and the Sgan Kayin Gadol would assist in the Hagrola and in Kippur, and they're doing the lottery in Kippur, the Shnei Seirim. Hakapon in the Tais Yishonim over there asked the kasha that frek there, that why did they have to appoint a special appointment, a job called the assistant Kayin Gadol, the Sgan Kayin Gadol? Why couldn't the Meshoch Machama, who anyhow has a special Sorora and a special role in Klal Yisroel serving as the Meshoch Machama, so why couldn't that Meshoch Machama serve the role of the Sgan, the assistant King Gadol, and he'll be assistant Manyam Kippur and other times, and he could do that job, and you wouldn't have to have a special, independent, separate job of the Sgan? What do you have to have a Sgan for at all? So the Tais Yishonim, and he speaks out, and we know that even Bayis HaRishon, when there was a Meshoch Machama, still there was a Sgan. That's what he says. Even Bayis HaRishon, when there was a Meshoch Machama, there still was a Sgan. So he answers, rather, the Tais Yishonim over there answers that if the Meshoch Machama would serve as a Sgan, constantly hang around assisting the King Gadol in Yonah Beis HaMikdash, it would lead to an Eivo, lead to animosity and perhaps a hatred, because King Gadol would see Mamish a competitor who's Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha, and etc., with a Bechoshev Esrora, and also a Grada, you know, in Almona, and in Hester Maria Basula, v'chol, similar to King Gadol. And he's always serving the role of an assistant and always hanging around in the Beis HaMikdash area, so that would lead to an animosity mitzad the King Gadol and an Eivo, so they had to appoint a special separate person called this Gan King Gadol, the assistant. That's what the Tais Yishonim answered. Akoponim, the Mincha Reva says that you see befeirish that what these Achronim are saying is correct in the Das HaTais Yishonim, and he takes Mavur that there was no Meshoch Machama in the Bayis HaSheni, so he had to stress even the Bayis HaRishon, he had a Meshoch Machama, he still had a Sgan as well. Granted, it happens to be it's Mavur over there in the Tais Yishonim, if you look it up, that he speaks out that the Meshoch Machama is Meshamish B'Shmoyne Begodim. For some reason, in the middle of the he chaps on the Kavdini, like one side of the Gemara and Yuma, and Meshoch Machama does avoid the B'Shmoyne Begodim. So he Mavur grabbed an interesting thing, that even if hold, which he's going, that Meshoch Machama does avoid the B'Shmoyne Begadim, he still, there was no Meshoch Machama in the Bayis HaSheni, which is mamish the sheet of the Zeche Yitzchok of Itzlaponovich. That's what he's saying. As even though there was theoretically, you could have Meshoch Machama in the Bayis HaSheni, just give him the B'Shmoyne Begadim, he could do avoid the B'Shmoyne Begadim, and that would give him a special Sarara. So, name, you see, like Itzlaponovich, he's going like Itzlah, that even if the Meshoch Machama does avoid the B'Shmoyne Begadim, the only way to make the mean, no, is dafka the Meshechim, to give him the Shemana Mishcha on his head, and without that, there's no way, and that's why he assumes, the Tais Yishonim assumes, that by Hasheini there was no Meshoch Machama. However, on this, the Mincha Reva wants to say a very, very big chiddush, that he wants to tell you that the Meiri of Anorot over here in Soita argues on the Tais Yishonim and argues on the Achroinim, and the Meiri Shita is going to be that as long as I do a selection process, and I'm Boicher, and I'm Avar, and I select, a Mashiach Mochama. That's the Yisoid Hadin of appointing a Mashiach Mochama. Although granted, it is a mitzvah to Mashiach, this person you selected with the Shemen HaMishcha. That's a mitzvah, Zokter. But if for some reason it would be impossible, there will be no Shemen HaMishcha by Hasheni. For example, if it's impossible, you can mekayim the Yisoid Hadin of the Mashiach Mochama just by being boicher in this Kohen Gadol, in this special Kohen, to have the job of leading the Yidden and escorting them, etc., in battle. That's what he names on, is the Shita Meiri of an Ort. The Meiri over here says a Lashon that brings Lashon Gemara. Bema said he borrows from Lashon Gemara. On the bottom of the Yomba, the Gemara brings a Braisa, Tanur Rabbanon, the Venigash Akoyev Diber Lahom, Yochoel Kol Ka Yehain Sheyid. I might think any Ka Yehain could get up and do it. Tamil Loimar, Dibru HaShoitrim, we compare it to the Shoitrim, we'll see the Shoitrim later. So just like Shoitrim on Bemamunda, the Shoitrim are special appointed. Af Koyev Bemamunda, the Koyev has to be special appointed. So that on that, the Meiri brings down this Gemara that the Kohen the Mashiach Mochama has to be special appointed. So the Meiri adds that if he wouldn't be special appointed, then he wouldn't be able to do this job of Mashiach Mochama. V'loyoid ela. Not only that, v'loyoid ela. Ela k'shenesman ela kach. When he gets appointed, hayu moishchen alisa b'shem ha'mishcha. They used to anoint him with the shem ha'mishcha. V'al zeh, because of that, hayu kohen oisoy Mashiach Mochama. That's why they called him the Mashiach Mochama. And this, the Mincha Reve make a dakas tigadik to say a very big chiddush. He claims that since the Mincha Shchina, since the Meiri puts them, he breaks them up into two entirely distinct things. In other words, he says, granted, you can't use any old kohen. You have to be a man to him. It has to be someone special appointed. That's number one. V'loy oid ela. Not only that, but even the, more than that, kishenis man lekach. When they appoint him, hayom moishchan oisah b'shem and hamishcha, and that's why it's called Mashiach Mochama. As of them is medayek the mincha reiva that there's tzvei dinim. One din is that the yisoid you have to be a man to him. You have to appoint him. He needs to be appointed, and that's the fundamental din of Mashiach Mochama. Don't just take any kohen who happens to be standing around, but he has to be appointed special for the job. Rather, is a tzvei to the noisaf, which is chal, that when you appoint him as a mitzvah to Mashiach HaMashem and HaMishcha. What if for some reason I'm not Mashiach HaMashem and HaMishcha, Zok the Mincha Reva? The Meir will hold its chal, you're just lacking in the mitzvah of being Mashiach HaMashem and HaMishcha. But it's a fascinating thing, the Mincha Reva doesn't speak this out, that if you're going to follow, if you accept his diyuk, then you go with that Meiri taka hold of that shita, it's clearly going to come out that the special din in Hayriyas Daf Yud Beis, that the Neshuv Mochama is Mitzvah in the Besula, and is also Amana Becholu, which those dinim are dashing from the pasuk of Asher Yutzak al Roishoy l'Rabbis Mashuach Mochama. So those are dinim in Yutzak al Roishoy. So pashtus is going to come out according to Mincha Reva. L'Choyer should come out according to him that if you have appointed Kohen Gadol, he's a Mashuach, so to speak. But he granted wasn't Nimshach B'Shem and Mishcha. It was a Bayis Hasheini v'Chumu. So he's not going to have these dinim of also Amonim Mitzvah B'Basula also B'Kroiv Tumas Kroivman etc. Because those are dinim that the Gemara is toiler pashtus in Asher Yutzak al Roishoy. Over here, where he's talking about the Mincha Reva and the Meiri, where he's bringing it, they're talking about the sugya over here. We're talking about the basic jobs that he has of escorting the people and being mitzvah them and telling certain people to leave. So those jobs, he's claiming that the Meiri holds, not like Tosis Shanim, that the Meiri Shita is that you could have them just by being Mamana be a Saidai, even if for some reason it would be impossible to Meshech, Meshem, and Mishcha. Rather, the Mincha Reva is Messiah that he feels that the Pshutai, the Pashas is, that our sugya is actually Mashma, like this, what he calls the Shita Meiri. It's not so Mashma like the Shita Tosis Shanim. Why? Because in the next line of the Gemara by us, the Gemara says that I have a minute that maybe a Sgan, the Amos Sgan, maybe you could point the Sgan. What's the kashas of the Mincha Reva? Why should you point the Sgan? Because the Gemara was naming on at that time that the Sgan is called a Minoy, it's a special Sarara, it's not as great as the King Gadol, but it's a special Sarara, it's a Minoy over the other Kaidim. And maybe, therefore, if you'd say that's a Minoy, so therefore maybe you could use a Sgan for the Mashiach Mochama, and for the Gemara, Sgan, Lav Mamonu, the Sgan is actually not a special Minoy, etc., etc. So the Sgan is not a special, it's a chashivas, but it's not a special meaning, a special authority over the kohenim, and it may, therefore, this Gan cannot automatically perform the role of Mashiach Mochama, and you need someone specially Mamona for the purpose of Mashiach Mochama. Akoponim Zokti Mincha Reva in the Havaminas HaGemora, the Gemora had a Havaminas that you use this Gan, so Lachoyen Aniech that this Gan is Mamona, but this Gan is not Mashiach, I mean, there's no Dinta Mashiach, that's Boruch Kachama, absolutely clear, that the Gemora never says anywhere that you're Mashiach, this Gan, with Shem and Mishcha, absolutely not. Mishat. You're definitely not Mashiach Dasgan. Mashiach and a Mishcha. So granted, the Gemara and a half a minute Dasgan is called a Mamunah, it's called a Minoy, but he's not Mashiach Hashem and a Mishcha. So Pashtas, it's Mashma, for that this Gemara's din could be a Soyde and Mishkayim Zogter, even without Mashiach Hashem and a Mishcha, just by virtue of having the Minoy by itself will generate the din. Granted, there'll be a mitzvah if it is Mashiach Machama, so there's a mitzvah of Mashiachim. But that's what he says, the Mecharevah wants to say that there's a big Machloik as we shine him, whether this din be a Soyde could be fulfilled, even without any Minoy, even without any special Mashiach Hashem and a Mishcha at all, just by virtue of appointing him like the Gemara's Lashon Bayos, that he has to be Mamona. So the Mecharevah says that Bemis, these two Gesoyes and Rashi is very Yesoidistic, that there's a big Chakira, that they're very much Tolian of Lomda Shashayla, it's not Stam two Gesoyes. The Rashi opens the Perek, Mashiach Machama is a Kayan Shinis Rabba Lakach, that's one Gersa, and the other Gersa is Kayan Shinis Bar Lakach. So the Bepashtos, if he was born in Tariz Lashinis, so the Gersa of Kayan Shinis Bar Lakach just means he was selected, that's all, he was selected. That is, Zokter, like the Pashtos, what the Meiri seems to be saying, based on the simple understanding of the Gemara Vayos, that it has to be a Minoi. More than a Minoi, it doesn't have to be Bechlal. So therefore, just select him, and now he's appointed. Mashain Kain, if you hold the Gersa in Rashi that we have, Kayan Shinis Rabba Lakach, so that's a special chalois kedusha that's chal on him, a special chalois shem of a kain gadol that's chal. And like the Gemara says in you know, here he is that there's certain dinim, you know, that he's also amona and mitzvah besula and v'chol v'chol. And these are dinim, are mamish integral to the whole shem of Shuv Muhammad, to the whole fulfillment of the dinim haparisha, according to the other derech, according to the Tos Yishanim l'mashal holds that he couldn't have a bias hasheni, according to the Zecha Yitzchak and etc. So that gerusa fits very well. That pshat fits very well with the gerusa in Rashi here that we have. Of Kayan Shinis Rabba Lakach, which means it's a special chalois ribuy, a special chalois kedusha that's going to be chal, and which is integral to the ability to be mamana a Mashiach Muhammad. The Brisker Rav over here brings down a Yerushalmi in Yuma, and he considers the question of whether the Yerushalmi and the Bavli could be made to shtim. The Yerushalmi asks a Shaila in Yuma. The Yerushalmi asks, is a Mashiach Muhammad able to be appointed to become a Kohen Gadol? In other words, could you promote a Mashiach Muhammad who was until then a Mashiach Muhammad, and from there, could you promote him to become the main Kohen Gadol? Is it possible or not? And the Yerushalmi answers, yes, it is possible, because we find the Lashon HaPasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Upinchas ben Elazar Nogid Hoya Aleihem. So that's Pinchas ben Elazar, that's a Pinchas, the famous Pinchas, the son of Elazar. He was Nogid Hoya Aleihem, which the Yerushalmi takes to mean that Pinchas was the Kohen Gadol at that later point in time, during the time described in Divrei Hayamim. Now we know, and we'll talk about it later, Mitzvah Hashem coming up, and it's a Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Toisus Mitzvah Hashem we'll see on Daf Mem Beis Beis brings it down, the name of the Sefta, that Pinchas was the Mashiach Muhammad at the time of the Mechemes Midyon. So Vayisachoy says the Yerushalmi that it was possible for Pinchas, who was a vision of the Mashiach Muhammad, that he's going to be able to be promoted from there and to become the Kohen Gadol Mamish. Now the Kasha is a very, very big problem. What was the half a minute that the Yerushalmi had that the Mashiach Muhammad should be unable to be promoted and becoming Kohen Gadol? What in the world was the half a minute? Mechtesi that it should be worse than a Kohen Hedyon. A Kohen Hedyon could become a Kohen Gadol. Why was the half a minute that a Mashiach Muhammad cannot become a Kohen Gadol? So the Korban Eid over there on the side of the page in the Yerushalmi, he says the Shverzach, a Bekitzer, he says the Havmana was that since Mashiach Muhammad's job is primarily outside the Mikdash, because his job is primarily on the battle, so the Havmana was that he's Einoi Roi Oiz, Lovi Eloi Moed Lashoris. That there was a Havmana that he's unfit permanently from going to Oiz Moed to Mishoris to do Avoida, which is very Shver, and the Briskerov notes that, you know, what's that based on? Where was he even a Havmana to say that just because Mashiach Muhammad had a job outside the base of Mikdash of Mazaris, the people in the battle, all of a sudden that passes them forever in the Havamina to coming to Oil Moyed Mechtesi. So the Bitsky Rav says a totally different pshat. He claims that the pshat is like this, that where I have to clarify Shiloh, how do you become a Mashiach Muhammad with Shem and HaMishcha? You Mashiach, the Kohen with Shem and HaMishcha, like we had the Gemara in Hurrius. Hashem Yutzak HaRoshay, Shem and HaMishcha, Zeh Mashiach Muhammad. So you get anointed and you become the Shem and HaMishcha. Well, how do you become a Kohen Gadol? It was also the Shem and HaMishcha. At least as long as they had the Shem and HaMishcha, it became a Kohen Gadol Gadol with Shemen HaMishcha also. So Meila, in L'chayra, we have to ask the following question. If a person is becoming a Meshuach Mechama, how does he become a Meshuach Mechama? You anoint him. Now later you want to promote him a couple of years later and he'll become the Kohen Gadol Mamash in the Mikdash. So what are you going to do? Are you going to Meshuach him again a second time, says the Brisker Rav? That is a very important question. And the Brisker Rav nims on the Meir de Gechidish that he says that a person who was Nimshach once, he was Chalon him Hashem Meshuach and he can't be Nimshach a second time because Meshicha could make a person into a Meshuach only if he started out a non-Meshuach. If a person started out a Meshuach, then there's no oftoy, there's no effectiveness of the act of the Meshicha b'shem and Mishcha, because that act can only be effective if you're starting with a non-Meshuach and turning him into Meshuach. And Meila Zok, that you take a Kain Hedit and a Meshach and I'm making him into a Kain Gadol, and it's effective and he becomes a Kain Gadol. Mashing, and they take a Meshuach b'shem and a Mishcha. He's a Meshuach Mechama, who's already Meshuach for the purpose of battle, and he already was Nimshach b'shem, and he already has a Shem Meshuach on him. So what are you going to say? You're going to say that you're going to Meshach him a second time and make him a Kain Gadol to promote him? That's impossible, because it's not Shaykh Alois Nim Meshicha on him. It can't be effective, and there's no way to have any effectiveness on a Meshicha on him, because he already was a Meshuach for the lower purpose of Meshuach Mechama, and there is no way to make a second Meshicha. And Meila Zok, that was the Havaman of the Yerushalmi, why the Yerushalmi thought that once a person Meshuach Mechama, it's not Shaykh to make him to Kain Gadol, because there's no wherewithal. It's impossible to do it. That was the Havaman of the Yerushalmi, since he can't make a second Meshicha. What's Taka the Maskona? And what did the Yerushalmi learn out from Pinchas? Lamaisa, we see, Hastus, that Pinchas was first a Meshuach Mechama in Parashas Midian, by the Midian Mechama, and then later on in Divrei Yom, he became the Kain Gadol. What did Yerushalmi learn from this of the Brisker Rav? Zokte, really, if you're going to declare to say that you can make a Meshicha and then make another one, if you could declare that, so then maybe that's what happened by Pinchas. You know, maybe by Pinchas' time, they made a Meshicha for time number one, and they made him a Meshuach Mechama, and then later on in Pinchas' life, they made him a second Meshicha, and they made him a Kain Gadol. If there was such a Havamina, that's how we could have learned it. Obev, Zokte Brisker Rav, the Yerushalmi was naming on the Pshitas. We were assuming as a given that such a thing is totally impossible, which is why we raised the question in the first place of whether a Meshuach Mechama could become a Kain Gadol. We raised it in the first place because we were accepting as a given that there is no din of a second Meshicha, because Meshicha could only turn a non-Meshuach into Meshuach. If you're ready Meshuach once, that's it. So what's the Maschana of Yerushalmi, Zokte? The beer in the Maschana of Yerushalmi is that once a Meshuach Mechama has a Shem Meshuach, so then he doesn't even need a second Meshicha to be Chalak Hashem Kain Gadol. All you have to do is appoint him, because he already has the Shem Meshuach, and in Meila he already has the Shem Kona Gadol of sorts. You know, like we said, that he has the Dinim of Parashas Emor already, that he's also the Besua, also Mitzvah Besua, and also Balmona, and also Tamei Lekroivo. So he already has the Gevis Hashem Kain Gadol. Kona Gadol Meyachov, as Yitzchak Aroishe, Tzemen Amishcha, etc. That includes Meshuach Mechama. So Meila, from then on, to promote him extra and to make him the Iker Kain Gadol Mamish, all it takes an extra minute, because the Shem Meshuach he already has, and he won't need a second Meshicha, and that's the beer, Zot the Brisker Rav, in the Maskanas HaYerushalmi. Zot the Brisker Rav, we have to ask the question, does the Yerushalmi over there in Yuma stem with the Bavli over here in Masech the Soitam and Beis or not? The Bavli over here in Soitam and Beis, when it's declaring who the Meshuach Mechama is, so Min Derin, right in the middle of the Shakla Vataria, the Gemara considers the possibility that maybe the Ema Kohen Gadol. Maybe, why don't you just say that the HaKohen of the Pasuk in Shoftim, V'nigash HaKohen V'dibur Elohim, and he mazares them and exhorts them, perhaps that is the Kohen Gadol, the Ema Kohen Gadol. And for the Gemara is a drasha that not. What's the drasha? Because it says V'dibur HaShoitrim, it compares into the Shoitrim, the officers in charge, like we'll see later. So Dum Yadish Shoiter, we compare the Kohen Gadol to the Shoiter, he has to be someone comparable to the Shoiter. Ma Shoiter Shiesh M'mona Al-Gabov, just like the Shoiter has somebody extra over him, he's not the topmost one, there's somebody over him. So likewise, as well, Afkein Sheish Mun Al Gavov, so too, the Kain Gadol is not the very, very, very top person, and on the top of the totem pole, which is the Kain Gadol, it has to be someone who has a Yesh Mun Al Gavov, someone who's comparable to the Shoiter. So therefore, it can't be the Kain Gadol, and it's not the Kain Gadol, it's a different person who's not the topmost. He's the one that's going to be the Meshuach Mechama. So Frakta Briskerov over here in the probably it seems to me before that the Meshuach Mechama and the Kain Gadol are two different people, and they can't be one and the same person, because then he won't be Mamon Al-Gabov and he won't be able to be a Meshuach Mechama. And yet, I in the Yerushalmi, it seems to say that I could take a Meshuach Mechama and then make him a Kain Gadol, and he'll be both L'chayr. L'chayr pastors will be both. So therefore, the Yerushalmi and the Bavli perhaps are not going to stem. The Yerushalmi discusses making a Meshuach Mechama and making him also a Kain Gadol, and the Bavli says he can't perform both roles because the Meshuach Mechama can't be Yeshemunah Achra Gabo. Zokta Briskirov, the easy way out, there's an easy way out of this, a cop-out. And that is to simply say that maybe when the Yerushalmi was saying that a Meshuch Mechomer can be made into a Kohen Gadol, it means that he'll drop his old job, he'll resign from the old Meshuch Mechomer job, and become solely just the job of the Kohen Gadol. The whole deal of the Yerushalmi was, like we said before, whether it's possible to promote him at all, given the fact that maybe he already has a Nimshach label upon him, and therefore he can't be Nimshach a second time. So that was the deal over there, whether it's possible to promote him. But once I'm coming out in the Maskana, you can promote him like Rabbi Pinchas was promoted. So maybe, and the Chanami, at the moment when he accepts the Kunek Gadoila job and he takes his promotion, he's going to have to resign henceforth from here on and in, that he's no longer going to serve as a Meshul Mechomer, because he can't be the same person and simultaneously performing both roles, like you see over here in the Bavli in Soita Membeis. That's how you could learn. But so the Biskirov, ich halt, that you don't need that at all, and that's not the correct shot, because you don't need that teretz. That really, I hold the whole kash is not shver. Why? Because the Biskirov says that the emissar understanding of the sugya in Soita Membeis by us is that when it's saying that you have to have a Muna Achar al Gabov, that's talking about a special process, a special activity that has to be done upon him called the process of the Minoy. The Gemara so spoke out at the beginning of the sugya. Maybe you could take any old Koyen, call Koyen Sheyirtze. So the answer is no. There has to be a Mamuna, means I went through a process of Minoy, an appointment process of appointing him. Of them Zokti Gemara, this process of Minoy has to be he at the time of the Minoy, when you're in the process of appointing him, that process is not making him the topmost person. He's not the topmost person. It's you're giving him a secondary type job. He's a Mamuna, a second type officer. He's a Mamuna Acher Al Gabov. It's a Minoy, but there is an additional Mamuna Acher Al Gabov. So Zokti Briskirov, that's a din in the Maisa of Minoy, in the process of appointing him, of inaugurating him, of giving him the job. At the moment of the process of Minoy, he has to be a Mamuna Acher Al Gabov. But what's going to be if I have like the Yerushalmi scenario where after the Minoy to make him a Meshuch Mechomer, he afterwards also gets promoted to be the Kohen Gadol? So does he have to resign for being Meshuch Mechomer? So the Biskirov, ich halt as nisht, I say no, because since at the time of the Minoy to make him a Meshuch Mechomer was an acceptable Minoy, it was an acceptable job of inauguration, because at that time it was Meshuch Mechomer Gabov, somebody else was above him. So therefore later on, it doesn't depend on an ongoing basis, a mitl tol of a koy, and a constant, I have to re-examine him constantly whether he's a Muna Achar Gabov. That's not correct. Once he got the Minoy and he got the job, that's his shem, that's his label of Meshuch Mechomer. Even if I get a second shem as well, of a Kohen Gadol Mamish, he won't take away the old shem. And the old shem is going to be able to continue to stay even at a point in time when there's nobody else above him, as long as the Minoy B'Shaitzoy wasn't acceptable. The Minoy, that's the correct shot in the Sugya, and that's why it's not at all Saisa, the Bavli, with the Yerushalmi, that says you can make a Kohen Gadol, Meshuch Mechomer, and make him also a Kohen Gadol. According to that, in other words, Pinchas was the Kohen Gadol later in life, and he could have continued to be the Meshuch Mechomer if they wished to do that, because as long as he was mismanned Meshuch Mechomer correctly, with the Muna Achar Agavav at the time, at the time, of course, Elazar was the Kohen Gadol, not Pinchas, and therefore, later on, he could also take the additional job of being the Kohen Gadol. Toises on the Beis, the Maslo ben Pnei, brings in a Tosefta that talks about the pasuk that we had. That the pasuk says that Hashem is going with you to fight, to assist you in your battle against the armies, the enemies, and that is Hashem alekeichem. That's the zeh Hashem hanosun ba'oroin shenem of yishlachoy samoisha, etc., etc. So in other words, this like the Gemara says, we'll see later. It's Hashem b'linader that the Gemara talks about the shame that's placed in the oroin. Is discussing the Bavli here as well, the Shem Hashem that was placed into the Oroin, and it quotes, the Tosefta quotes the Pasuk, Vayishlach Oysam Moshe, that's the Pasha by the Melchemes Midian, when Moshe sent the warriors out to battle against Midian. So it says over there, Oysam Ve'es Pinchas, it's like the Bavli, we'll talk about Hashem tomorrow about this as well, in the Bavli discusses this Pasuk of Oysam Ve'es Pinchas, which teaches us, like the Bavli says over there, and Tosefta quotes over here, that the Tosefta, that Melameh Chaya Pinchas Meshuach Mechomer, that this teaches us that Pinchas was the Meshuach Mechomer. The pasuk continues in Parashas Matos, Oysom Ves Pinchas, Uchle HaKoydesh, etc., etc. So what are these Kle HaKoydesh, these Heilige Kalim that accompanied the Yidden and accompanied Pinchas to the battle against Midian? So there's two pshatim over there in the Tosefta that Tosefta quotes. One pshat is Kle HaKoydesh Zeho Oroin, that was the Oroin that they were taking with them, because they took the Oroin with them into battle. The Oroin led them in battle, the Oroin of Hashem. And the second pshat is V'yesh Oimrim Elu Bigde Kohuna. That's the second pshat in Kle HaKoydesh. Refers to the garments of the Kohana, Shenemaru Bigde HaKoydesh Asher La'aron. That's what Tosfos says. We'll discuss this Tosfos more, Mitzvah Hashem. But for now, let's focus on this part of the Tosfos that quotes the Sefta. Now, a couple of things. As far as what it says, the Yesh Oimim in the Tosfos, that the Yesh Oimim, that the big day kahuna, then of the clay kodesh, according to that pshat, does not refer to the Oroin, but rather refers to the word clay goes on the garments. The garments of Kedusha accompany them, the big day kahuna. And this, Rabbi Michal Feinstein asks in the Shiurim over here, that it's almost not even Mufon. Why in the world are they bringing a big day kahuna out to the battle against Midian? What's the purpose of big day kahuna in a Muhammad? Big day kahuna is what you use when you're going in the doing a void in the Mishkan. That's for that they have big day kahuna. What are you taking big day kahuna out to battle? It's Nishtafashtein, so there. So on this, Rabbi Michal Feinstein says a simple understanding. He says that V-belt, that it's Mavur in the Sugya, and Yuma Dafayin Gimel, and we mentioned it briefly before, that a Mashiach Muhammad is Nishal B'Shmeina Begotim. As we said before, whether he does avoid the B'Shmeina Begotim is a big tumult and a machloikas in the Gemara. But definitely he puts on the B'Shmeina Begotim to be Nishal, because in fact he has to wear the Urim V'Tumim, and not the Urim V'Tumim by itself. He has to wear the Gansa of Ches Begotim, the 8 garments of the King Godel, B'Shas, when he's Nishal. So therefore, Michal Feinstein is Mazbir, that when you're going out to battle, you have to always be Mochan at any time, that perhaps you want to ask a question to get Hadrocha guidance from the Banishlam, from the Ebishter, from the Urim V'Tumim. So therefore, the King Godel, or the Mashiach Muhammad actually, has to lead, so he has to bring with him big day kahuna, he has to bring the Shemayin of Begadim in order to have to put them on at a time when any time the time comes when they want to ask questions of the Urim V'Tumim. So that's chat in the Sefta, that Elu D'yesh Shemim is Kleah Kodesh goes a big day kahuna, in case we wish to ask questions from the Urim V'Tumim. At any rate, it's a machlokes in Yerushalmi what the word uklei hakodesh means. Right, so Yidden went into battle against Midian, and it was Pinchas Oisim ves Pinchas, which we're saying was the Mashiach Muhammad. And then you have there's two pshatim of the word uklei hakodesh. One pshat is uklei hakodesh zeh ha'oroin, that it goes into oroin, leading them in battle, and the other pshat is v'yei shomim, that goes on the big day kahuna. And this, the Rabbi Yehuda Levenberg in the Sefer Imre Chayin has a myriad of kabir where he explains Bar Chava. He gives a full explanation of what the Yisoid HaMachloikas might be between the 2 days and the Tesefta. In other words, why would I have one day at the Tesefta holding that Kleah Kodesh goes on the Oroin, and the other day a hold that it goes on the Big Day Kahuna? So Rev Levenberg begins by noting that there's a point that the Diak, that his Achroin to make this Diak in the Sifri. Sifri and Chumash talks about the Psukim over there where it says that Pinchas went with them to battle, and Sifri asked, Mipnei ma holach Pinchas v'leholach Elazar, why did Pinchas go with them into battle to lead them and not Elazar? And the Sifri answers, because Pinchas went in order to take the nekama, to take revenge, the nikmas avi imoy, the nekama of his avi imoy, his mother's father, like the pasuk says, v'hamidonim mochru oisel mitzroyim. Right, so it talks about the midonim, whatever it's a pashtus, the midonim that they sold into Mitzrayim, and the meila therefore is Zokta Sifri, that since the midonim sold Yosef into Mitzrayim, and since we know that Pinchas was an enikel of Yosef, right, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Soita that Pinchas was the son of Elazar, and Elazar lokachan bebenois putia loyli. So one of the pshatim of Benoit Putiel is that it was a descendant, a daughter of Yosef, shepitpate beYisroi, that he was mefatpate, that he scorned, spurned the Yetzer Hara. So the Mela, Pinchas was obviously a descendant, a child of Elazar, so therefore Pinchas was taking the Zeder, the Zeder's Nekama, the Nekama of Yosef, out of the Midianim, that the Midianim had sold Yosef into Mitzrayim. So this Rav Levenberg brings that the Zachorina that a Medayek, that it's Mashmer that the Zifri did not hold, like the Gemara by us and like the Tesetha, the Tesetha brings down, that Pinchas was a Mashiach Muhammad. Because if Pinchas would have been a Mashiach Muhammad, so why is it, what's the whole Kasha that the Zifri is asking, that what was it, Pinchas and not Elazar? What's the Kasha? Elazar was not the Mashiach Muhammad, he was the regular King Godel. Pinchas was the Mashiach Muhammad, so of course he went and he led them in battle. It's mashma that the Sefta does not agree that Pinchas went out, the Sefri doesn't agree that he went out Mashiach Muhammad. Some he was leading them, exhorting them in battle without having a din Mashiach Muhammad, according to the Sefri's opinion, and that's why it is that why was it Pinchas and not Elazar? What is the yisoid of this Shiloh? What will be the yisoid of Machloikas, or the yisoid of the Dion, and whether there was a din Mashiach Muhammad in this battle against the Midianim, or there was not a din of Mashiach Muhammad? And the emes on this, as the Emrechem points out, there's a very important diun. This pasta seems to be two different drochem in the Rambam, one derech in the Sefer HaMitzvos and another derech in the Yad. But it's been again to a very fundamental yesodistic question of whether there's a din b'shoch mechama only when the Yidden go out to mechamas rishos, so the stomach is a discretionary war that the Yidden go out to fight, or even a mechamas mitzvah, which is a mitzvah of kibbush, or mitzvah of mechiyah, of certain amamim, which is a mechamas mitzvah, tzivah from the Ebishter, is there still a din of a m'shoch mechama? So we know that we're going to see clearly later on in the Perek that if the Mechemes Mitzvah, so the various Pturim that the Mashal Mechama announces are not applicable. You know, the person who was bonded by his Chodesh for Loicha Nochoi and there was not a Karen for Loicha Loi, etc. Eres Isha for Lekocha, the person who was holding in such a Matzev in which he's not holding by fighting, so normally he goes back and the Mashal Mechama sends him back. So you don't only have these Pturim, these exemptions by the Mechemes Mitzvah, and that's for sure. That aspect of the Din Mashal Mechama to exempt these people and send them back is not applicable. Al Kuponim is there a din Mashal Mechama in terms of the fundamental din to encourage them to tell them Yerech Levavchem by Mechemes Mitzvah and to tell them Hashem Alekechem Ha'ilach Yimochem to give them the Musa Shmuz? Is there such a din B'Shach Mechemes Mitzvah? So on this, the Sefer Mitzvah La Rambam, the Mitzvah Kufza the Gal of his Meduyik and the Medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam is really very stark Mavur over there, that there's no din Mashal Mechama at all by Mechemes Mitzvah in any way, shape, or form. The Rambam over there in the Mitzvah Kufza the Gal of the Sefer Mitzvahs speaks about the various roles that the Mashal Mechama has, and he speaks out that part of his job is to give them a tremendous encouragement and to give them a courage and tell them to don't be soft and to remind them Hashem is with them, etc. So that's one job of the Mashal Mechama, is to give them courage. The second job is to patter those who are not holding by battling because their mind is on other things, right? And they were born by his Chodesh and they weren't Chanochoi, Eres Yishuv Lelekocha, so he sends them back. But the Rambam is Messiah over there in the Sefer HaMitzvos and he says, Omnom, the Mechemes Mitzvah, Ein bo shum davar mizeh. This is only zogt there by a mechemes rishus, but it's a discretionary war. But the mechemes mitzvah, you don't have any of those things. Loi techocha, not the exhortation, the shmuz. The loi hachroza, not the announcements, the pata certain people commission is buyer bills a saita. And in Meila, the Rambam is mavur that you don't have any role whatsoever for the mashuach mechama by the mechemes mitzvah. And he speaks that not only he's not going to be there pattering the pturim, which he obviously don't have mechemes mitzvah, but even more, the Rambam speaks out that he doesn't have any role, a fill of the role of being machriz, even the role of giving them techocha and encouragement and telling them to be stark and oduk and emuna b'Hashem, even that role, the Rambam is mavur in the Sefer Mitzvah, that you don't have it by a... You don't have a bia mechemes mitzvah. But the truth is that Reb Chaim Heller over there in his Oris on the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam points out there's a big problem. There's a steer in the Rambam from the Sefer Mitzvah to the Yad. Because in the Yad, in Hilchos Malachim, in Mishatur, the Rambam Paskins and Beferish in the beginning of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Malachim, that there is a din of Meshuch Melchama, both by mechemes mitzvah as well as also by mechemes rishus, both types. That's Lashon Rambam, by the way. In the beginning of Perek Zayin, Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says that Echod mechemes mitzvah, the Echod mechemes rishus, both mechemes mitzvah. And we appoint the Kohen to talk to the people at the time of the Mechama. And then later on, the Rambam gives you the various pratim of what he does. You know, that he tells you to Mizaraz, and he tells you not to be Erech Levavchem. And later on, the Rambam mentions how he sends various people home, and etc. And the Rambam is Mavur, in the beginning of the Perek, there definitely is a din of Mechemes, of Meshuch Mechama, even by Mechemes Mitzvah. And that the Ravid says, Aloshin, in the beginning of Perek Zanah Halach, and the Ravid says, Efshar, could be, Leoy Zer, with regard to the exhortation, the Shmuz, Le'inyin al Yeirach Levavchem, to not be soft-hearted and faint-hearted, Avol Le'inyin, the Shar Choizim, Eurecha Mechama, to patter the various people who are going to be able to leave from the Mechama because they just got married, and etc., etc. So those people definitely are inapplicable. That role is for sure not applicable. Then again, to a Meshuach Mechama, Zakti, again, to Mechemes Mitzvah, Zakti Ravid, because Mechemes Mitzvah doesn't have those Pturim. And the Kesem Mishnah over there says emphatically, 100%, the Rebbe is right. Who's going to question that? Oh, absolutely. The Rambam, when the Rambam says that there's a din Mechemes Mitzvah, Mechemes Mitzvah has a din of Meshuach Mechama, was talking about the basic din of Meshuach Mechama to Mizdariz them, to give them exhortation and make them start, give them courage. That's what he's talking about. That has a din, even Mechemes Mitzvah, of a Meshuach Mechama. But the other din, of course, is Takano Sech Halacha, of giving the speech to pat the various people, because Mechemes Mitzvah, those people are not potter. So Reb Chaim Heller says that it's Mamash HaTema. Here you see the case of Mishnah accepted as Mamash HaGivim. given. It's no problem whatsoever. The Rambam will agree with the Ravid's suggestion, and the Rambam will hold that the basic din of Mechamet Smitsa you will have, in terms of the Shmuz, to exhort the people, you will have Meshoch Mechamet by Mechamet Smitsa. Whereas the truth of the matter is, the Tema HaKadakas of Mishnah not point out that the Sefer Mitzvah says black on white, there's a fair sakid, that the Sefer Mitzvah says that a Mechamet Smitsa has no din of Meshoch Mechamet, even with regard to the exhortation and the Shmuz, even that it's black on white in the Sefer Mitzvah that you're not going to be, that you're not going to have that. There is no din of a Meshoch Mechamet at all, according to the Sefer Mitzvah, by a Mechamet Mitzvah. So the truth of Chaim Heller suggests a very creative editing job, Hagor, in the Lashon HaRambam and the Yad, and he's Choluk on the Kesef Mishnah, and certain other Gedolim will go with it, and he says, a number of Gedolim will go with it, and he says that really, Lefi HaEmes, there's Taka no din, even according to the Yad, of Meshoch Mechamet and Mechamet Mitzvah. Nobody else makes this Hagor, and certainly the way we have the Girsa, it seems to me for, and that's what Levenberg goes in Imre Chayim. The pastor says, there's a stira in the Rambam. He said one thing in one place and one in another place, whatever his final maskana is. The Rambam in the Yad, which is, by the way, usually understood to be his final maskana is the Yad. The Rambam in the Yad says that Meshoch Mechamet has no din of the no Meshoch Mechamet Mechamet Mitzvah. Chosh V, even though in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam says, okay, the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam says that in the Yad, he says that Meshoch Mechamet does apply to Mechamet Mitzvah. In the Sefer Mitzvah, he says Meshoch Mechamet does not apply to Mechamet Mitzvah. The Ur Sameach and Hilchos Melachim says, how did the Rambam know in the Yad, how did the Rambam know that there is a din of Meshoch Mechamet b'shas the Mechamet Mitzvah? Now, as we said before, it's a chiddush because half the speech you're not going to give. It's to leave out half the speech. The part about the Pturim that Akoyz Me'elka Mechamet, the people that just built a house, etc. So you leave it out. So how did the Rambam know there's a din of Meshoch Mechamet b'Mechamet Mitzvah? So Zok the Ur Sameach Poshet, the V-belt that we find in the Gemara by us and the Sefer that takes quotes, that we find that Pinchas was a Meshoch Mechamet when at the time of the Mechemes Midian. So you see Befeir, Dr. Ursameach, that Mechemes Midian, the image to was Mitzaveh. He said very clearly, go be Noikim, the Nikmas B'nai Yisrael, Me'esa Midianim, and send them out to Elif Lamata, warriors from all the Shvatim. There was a Mechemes Mitzvah, was commanded from the Hashem, and after Pekin, there was a Meshoch Mechamet. So you see Pinchas was a Meshoch Mechamet. So you see, there's some kind of Meshoch Mechamet even by Mechemes Mitzvah, and the Ur Sameach says that was the Rambam's Mocker in the Yad. Now, what did the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah do with that? I mean, Lemaisa, if you're going to say that there was no Meshoch Mechamet by Mechemes Mitzvah, and we Lemaisa, the Gemara says in the Sefri, the Sefta says that there was a Meshoch Mechamet b'shasti Mechemes Midian. So, what are you going to do? Mechemes Mitzvah was Mechemes Mitzvah, Midian was Mechemes Mitzvah, so why did it have Meshoch Mechamet? So, in this, Rav Levenberg says a vort, which Be'etzim you find Be'etzim come out the same vort in the Emek and Tziv. And the Tziv on Sifri in Parshas Matos, and the Tziv says this word based upon Arman and Chumash. The Tziv on his own asked the question, Grada. He asked on his own, how could it say in Chazal that Pinchas was a Meshoch Mechamet, I was a Mechemes Mitzvah, and the Tziv names on his own that a Mechemes Mitzvah has no Meshoch Mechamet at all. So how could it be that Pinchas was a Meshoch Mechamet, a Mechemes Midian, I was a Mitzvah? So on that, he brings in a very, very interesting Ramban in Parshas Matos, and the Ramban Stelzach over there, a couple of points in Chumash. The Ramban says, first of all, the Lashon HaPasuk doesn't just say to go to war. In fact, it doesn't even say to go to war. It says to be noikim the nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis hamedyonim. To be noikim, to take the revenge of the Yidim me'eis hamedyonim. Moreover, says the Ramban, this is an incredible thing over here that they take 1,000 warriors from each shevet. You know, I mean, geveintlich, you should take all the warriors. I mean, that's the way you go battle. The Midianim have a big army, so you take your army against their army. What's this meaning of 1,000 warriors? So Ramban writes, he's mitzadded a couple of tzod in the Ramban, but finally at the end, Ramban finally writes that he talking to save shot that the Yidden were never really intended to make an emes of warfare against the Midian. Come on, that wasn't the tzivoy. Rather, the tzivoy was just to be noikim to come, which means to make some sort of a flank attack, like an assault, and to go against the Karamim and against their cities and against Kritin Mekoimois and destroy, and to do various destructive revenge type activities to show that being noikin the nikmas Hashem and the nikmas b'nei Yisroel, but it wasn't a hechach in the tzivoy. There wasn't necessarily mitzvah to take on all out army against army battleground type warfare. It was just a dunakama. Zokter Ramban. That's why it's only 1,000 people, and that's why it only says from Yisheva. That's why it only says nikmas b'nei Yisroel. That's all. It doesn't say it wasn't a din mechamet. But once the Yidden went out there, the Ebrus gave them a gevaldig, a tremendous yat d'shmaya, and he gave them such a tremendous starkeit and a strength that they were even able to go mamish mechamet against the Goyim, and they were able to win a great Muhammad, and they brought back the captives, etc., like it talks about in the Chumash. So based on that Ramban, the Netziv wants to say that since the Tzivoy itself wasn't to do a Muchama, or to make a Din Muchama out of it, it was just to do a Din Nekama, so therefore the Muchama, when they did, was only a Muchamas Rishus and not a Muchamas Mitzvah, because it didn't have an actual commandment. And Mele, the Netziv wants to say that it could be that's why it had a Din Meshuch Muchama, according to the Gemara, etc. He's going like the Perish, like the Sefer Mitzvah, he's going like those who hold that there is no Meshuch Muchama on a Muchamas Mitzvah. So the Bazak the Netziv, Al Kaponim, you could learn based on that Ramban that Perhaps Midi was not a Muchamas Mitzvah, it was really only a Rishus to do actual warfare. A warfare Mamish was only Rishus, and that's why it had a Din of a Meshuch Muchama. The Levenberg wants to add in the Imre Chain that with this we could say that if you accept the Diak that some Achroinim make, that the Sefri held that there was no Meshuch Muchama at all during the Muchamas Midian, and that's why it has to ask a Gansa Kasha why Pinchas was there at all, and it has to say a whole Teretz because he was doing the Nekama for his Zayd Yosef, who was sold by the Midianim. So why was it no Meshuch Muchama? Because you could say that the Sefri held that it had been Muchamas Mitzvah, like some learn, that it was this Muchamas Midian was not like the Ramban Chumash, it was a Mitzvah Mamish to go out to warfare against the Midianim, and the Melech was a Mitzvah Mamish, then Lefi the Rambam, the Shita Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs, by Muchamas Mitzvah Mamish, there is no Meshuch Muchama, and that's why the Zifri didn't learn that there was a Meshuch Muhammad, didn't learn that what Pinchas was there for. Mashenki, you could say that the Gemara held, like the Netziv learns that this Muhammad was a Muhammad's Rishus, and it wasn't actual Tziva to do Muhammad, and therefore it did have a Meshuch Muhammad. So the Imre Chaim wants to suggest that maybe you could say a very interesting Tadech, that with this we could be mazbe the 2 days in the Tosefta that Tosis quotes over here by us. The Klei HaKodesh, the Pasuk says in Matos, that the Yidden went out to Muhammad's Midian with the Klei HaKodesh, the Heilig Kalim. So there's 2 days in the Tosefta. One day is Zeho Oroin, they took the Oroin with them to lead them in battle, the Oroin of the Luchos Hashem, the Oroin, and the other day is V'yeshamim Elu Big Day Kohona, that they took with them the Big Day Kohona, which, as we said before, is for the purpose of being Shoyel at the Urim V'tumim, with the Meshuch Muhammad, they'll be Shoyel when they'll put on the Big Day Kohona, the Ches Begadim, and be Shoyel the Urim V'tumim. So what's the two Tzadim in the Tzefta? So it could be, Zokteh, that those two Tzadim depend on this Shayel, this Machloikis, Chalukah Deis, whether the Mechemes Mini was a Mechemes Mitzvah or Mechemes Rishus. So that the second day in the Tzefta held that it was Muchemes Rishus. And that's why there was a Din Meshuch Muhammad, and you could be Shoyel B'Shmoyne Begadim, you could be Shoyel B'Urim V'Tumim, so he took the Big Day the Klei HaKodesh means he took the Big Day Kohona, took the Ganze Shmoyne Begadim with the Urim V'Tumim, in order to be Shoyel from them, and to lead the Yidden in battle, that's like the, to lead the Yidden in battle, Als Meshuch Muhammad. So therefore, that's like we said, the Yenishal B'Shmoyne Begadim, the Meshuch Muhammad is Nishal B'Shmoyne Begadim, so therefore he took the Klei HaKodesh, because that day held was a Mechemes Rishus, and therefore you have the Big Day Kohona with you. Mashenk in the first day to Sefta held that it was a Mechemes Mitzvah, and therefore there was no Din Meshuch Muhammad, so there was no purpose in bringing the Big Day Kohona at all, because it couldn't be Nishal B'Urim V'Tumim, because it was no Meshuch Muhammad, because of Mechemes Mitzvah. So that's for the first day to Sefta held that the word Klei HaKodesh goes on the Oroin, because Levenberg writes, and others named the son as well, although it doesn't seem to be a Mokram of Furish, but there are those that name on that the Din, that the Oroin went out before the Yidden in battle, which is Mavur Bekam Mekoymus, that the Oroin led them in battle, that was only by a Mechemes Mitzvah. So Melukum Toy says, since the first day in the Sefta held that it was a Mechemes Mitzvah by the Mechemes Midian, so it held that there was no Big Day Kohona, because there was no Meshuch Muhammad, but Alpha Pekain, they went out with an Oroin that's Klei HaKodesh as the Oroin, because they were led by the Oroin in battle. Mashenk in the second day hold that it was not a Mechemes Mitzvah, Mechemes Rishus. So there was no Oroin, but there was Big Day Kohona, because since it was a Mechemes Rishus, so therefore you had a Meshuch Muhammad, and he took the Big Day Kohona, the Ches Begadim, the Shmoyne Begadim, the Kain Gadol, so in order he had to be Nishal of Urim V'Tumim, which was done while the Meshuch Muhammad is wearing the Shmoyne Begadim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.